The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 7th day of August, 2019. Appreciate Jeff sitting in for me yesterday. I figured with the janky markets, with all that's going on, people forgot about their retirement accounts. Have you done any with them? Are you crossing your fingers that somehow that retirement is going to be there when you go to grab it? Well, Mr. Bennett can, if your retirement account allows it, and a lot of them do, it's worth checking into, folks. You know, take control of what you can control. That's the best that you can do. And if you can roll over an IRA, you'd better do it. Crossing your fingers, hoping it turns out okay? Well, I mean, you may rue the day that you chose to ignore this because if the economy goes south with all indicators, even these guys on the business channels, I don't even know what narrative to put out there. They don't know if it's going sideways the rest of the week, it's going down. Some are saying there's going to be a stock market correction. Some are saying, oh, this is nothing. It's no big deal. Well, all the indicators to me, if I had personally had a retirement account, oh, Lord, if I had one, and it was parked someplace, and the people that were managing it can't even or won't even tell me where they've invested whatever I would get out of it. Out, totally, gone. Because when the time comes, and it's my personal opinion, they've tried everything else. Now they're coming after the public with the, these aren't fake shootings, folks. I'm going to go out of here on a limb. These are all being engineered by the FBI. Or they have close working knowledge of it, and they've done nothing about it. Mike, did you see the Napolitano video? Now, this was very interesting. I sent it over, I think, to Julie, whether she posted it up or not. Just a reminder here. Did she post everything up, Mike? Say something. You don't know yet. Now, I played you on Monday, Trevor Aronson's, how the FBI is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. Did you find it? Very interesting. No, not Lou Rockwell. This is Napolitano, and it's a video. God. Here we go again. Well, while you're looking for that, you know, we've been hearing a lot about mass shootings. Oh, all you white people, oh, you're a bunch of white nationalists and you hate blacks and you hate people of color and you love Donald Trump and you would kill for him, and just about every kind of narrative has been put out there. Folks, how do you think a political coup looks? How do you think that it looks? It looks exactly like what you're seeing. That's what it looks like. Media creates impression that all mass shooters are white males, but New York Times, all of a sudden, the NYT decides it wants to print a little bit of truth. They must be really hurting to yield. But I'm sorry, are they going to accuse... You're going to accuse the New York Times of being racist now? Because they said New York Times disclosed in 2016 that 75% of shooters were black. This is 2016, based on a study of 358 mass shootings, tired of saying that word, defined as involving at least four victims, found that nearly three-fourths of the victims and suspected assailants whose race could be identified were black. Now, in quotes here, it says this does not mean that black people are more violent than other races, but it does mean that media portrayal of white people as such is not based on fact. Violence is an individual personality trait or cultural norm. And this is what New York Times wrote after the slaughter of nine worshipers at South Carolina Church last June, but before the massacre of eight students and teacher at the Oregon Community College in October. There was a shooting that police here have labeled an incident 15902259.01. Well, I'm glad you've got a numerical filing system. It happened on a clear Friday night at Elks Lodge on a modest block of clapboard houses northeast of this city's hilly downtown. Unlike the butchery that bookended it, it merited no presidential statements, no saturation television coverage. But what did take place at 6101 Prentice Street on August 21st may say more about the nature of gun violence in the United States than any of those far more famous rampages. It's a snapshot of a different sort of mass violence, one that erupts with such an anesthetic regularity that it's rendered almost invisible except to mostly black victims, survivors, and attackers. According to the police account, more than 30 people had gathered in the paneled basement bar of the lodge to mark the 39th birthday of a man named Greg Wallace, when a former neighbor, Timothy Murphy, showed up drunk, fist flew, and Mr. Murphy ducked out the door, burst back in with a handgun, and opened fire. Guess his drunk butt didn't like being flopped up with a little bit of dust there. Now, as the partygoers scrambled for the door, he chased Greg Wallace's younger brother to a tiny black-and-white tiled bathroom where he shot him 9 times before the violence spilled out in the street. By the end, 27 bullets had flown, hitting 7 people. Mr. Murphy, who died, the little Wallace, who was grievously wounded, 4 bystanders, one of whom was hit in the genitals, another in the leg. And then there's Barry Washington, a seasonal packer for Amazon.com. Mr. Washington, 56, had stopped at the lodge on his way to the store for cigarettes. His sister, Jackie Washington, he was in the bathroom when Mr. Murphy cornered DeJuan Wallace, rather. A single bullet pierced Mr. Washington's arm and then his heart. He left a son behind, a daughter, a brother, a sister, a mother, and 4 grandchildren. Mrs. Washington said, "My brother died on the floor of a bathroom for no damn reason. He had nothing to do with the whole situation. I can't believe I lost my brother like this." Well, They go into this journalistic rant. They tell a writer to write a story, and they throw in the color, 60, 70%. But you got the salient facts out of the article. Now, folks, how is a country overthrown politically? You're seeing it right now. I don't know why. Honest to God, I don't know why people are trying to still figure this out. It's what it is. Now, don't confuse, separate your issues here. Don't confuse one and conflate it to another. Yeah, we got a problem here. We got a lying mass media out there that has an agenda to paint a picture of reality that is counter to what's really going on. Let me put it to you that way. And I'll give you an example of this. How terrible it is to kill people. And I'm one of those people that feel that way. The taking of a human life, man. Man, there had been better be dire circumstance. You or the cliff, your life, or you take care of the problem. At that point in time, folks, you are fully justified. I'm not up here to sell you the selling points. I'm just making a statement. I want to give you a snapshot into my thinking that when bullets start flying, and I don't give a damn in what situation it is, time to reflect, to think, to consider, to do anything has gone right out the window. Now, I hope you're noticing where this extremism is going. This is going to be pressure from below, pressure from above. Oh, it's the right-wing extremist. Oh, it's the left-wing extremist. It's Antifa. No, it's the... Well, okay, let's just cut them both out. When that day happens in America, folks, the very First Amendment to our Constitution, they dug a hole, they threw it in, they covered it up with earth, and sat a big fat boulder on the top of it so you can never get at it again. Give you an example. And thank you, Joey, for sending this. Joey, Jojo, this cute little name that I... Okay. Dallas. Seems to be a lot happening in Dallas lately, don't you think? Well, we got another case of illegal alien. No, is it a drug runner from Honduras? No. Is it somebody from Mexico? No. Is it somebody from Panama or Guatemala? No. This guy is from Kenya. Yeah, that's right. Barack Obama or Barry's home country. Sorry, Barry. Oh, and a little side note. People are now coming out and say, I thought everybody knew that Barack Obama was gay. Whoops. Whoops. Sorry, Barry. You better tell Mikey, your life mate there, that the stuff is out. Tell her to put it back in, okay? Tell her. Illegal immigrant from Kenya, Billy Kimamir, is facing execution for murders. Billy, an illegal alien from Kenya, is facing a death penalty for killing 19 senior citizens. An illegal alien from Kenya, who has been charged with murdering 12 senior citizens and stands accused of killing 7 more, is facing the death penalty for his crimes. Dallas prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for the 46-year-old illegal immigrant, Billy Chimamir, for the spree of murders targeting elderly women in Texas between 2016 and 2018. The paper up in Dallas, Dallas Morning News, revealed The death penalty is only sought in Texas for cases where prosecutors believe the suspect committed crimes against victims with certain atrocities. If convicted, Billy would be, he'd either receive a life sentence without parole or be executed. I would let one of the survivors of the 19 old people decide what they're going to do. The court should give them that option. You want to go out and string them up? Do you want to go out and shoot them up against a wall? You want to put them in prison for the rest of their lives? What do you want to do? According to Breitbart last month, a separate lawsuit named another 7 senior citizens, 6 women and 1 man, who were murdered by Billy, bringing his alleged murder victim count to 19 so far. Now, he was originally charged with the murder of an 81-year-old Lou Thee Harris in March of 2018. Eventually, the illegal alien was charged with murdering another 11 elderly women between the ages of 76 and 94 while he was working at a nursing home. Folks, and God almighty, the sunset years of your life. You're supposed to have your little ottoman and you're supposed to have your nice comfy chair. You're supposed to be able to sit for a while, not be anxious about anything. Choose your time spent wisely. You're winding down your life. And, of course, the offspring, hey, it's better for you in this care facility. Yeah, I'm still ambulatory. I'm still functional. Yeah, I'm a little bit pain in the butt, but no, we're going to pack you away in a warehouse. Human warehouse. It's not very dignified, is it? And then, after all of that, after your entire life spent working, trying to do the best that you can, you're in a location where some illegal schmuck comes in and kills you. Wow, there's my payoff for my life. There is absolutely no reason, no argument, nothing that can convince me that vetting people that want to get into this country thoroughly, and I'm talking about before they get in this country. I don't give a damn if they step on Plymouth Rock or they're 6 inches over the Mexican border on the U.S. side. You know what? If you're illegal, you ain't coming in. And you know what? We're going to have to suspend the, all they got to do is asylum. Oh, yeah, asylum. Yeah, bull. Get back over the border or maybe get shot. How's that? But of course, you see politically where that would play into this whole argument. Yeah, we're separating these poor babies from their parents when we've proved that a lot of these children are rented or stolen, whatever the case may be. It's so bad they had to do DNA tests at the border, trying to figure out if these guys are lying through their teeth or they're not. I really don't care. We're in the midst, in this country right now, of a political overthrow. Let's just call it what it is. We have people that are trying to flip this form of government and trying to punish those that are saying the very same thing. Y'all want to know when it was time to fight? Hell, I've been waiting for you. I've been sitting here patiently waiting. Are you pushing back? Where's the calls that called in and said, John, I heard what you'd said, and this is what I've done. We're not getting any of that. And I, as sure as I am sitting in this chair right now, you are going to look back when this country falls flat on its face, chaos ensues, martial law is instilled, they're coming for the guns, they got a half a different ways in which to kick this damn thing off. One of which is they're going to pull the rug out from Donald Trump on the economic side. That's almost, for me, that's a given. Everything that they have tried has not worked so far, so let's go after the guy that claims his one gigantic legacy is this strong economy. God, Donald. Who the hell is your... Who are your PR people?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The video I'm looking for, and it's, I think it's still on YouTube, Mike. Do a search. It's from 2015, Napolitano. See what pops up. They've scrubbed a lot of this stuff. It is about the FBI setting up these supposed stings, and actually it's the FBI that's creating the terrorists themselves. You got it? You got the story, but there's no Napolitano. Back it up. Look again. They might have taken it down. because he cited 20 cases in which the FBI, 17 of which they set the thing in motion, and they were the ones, the creator of these terrorists. This was almost 5 years ago. You got it? Open it up. It's a RT. Yeah, that's Fox News. Let's see if that's ISIS in America. No. Nope. I'll find a damn thing. I'll make it my life's mission. Posted a story up yesterday. Did we forget about Oklahoma City? It's titled Lest We Forget. Let me just play the damn thing. This is not the one I was looking for. But these are all the reports. And again, folks, the federal Murrah building with cameras all over the place. This wasn't anything new. There wasn't one great event that triggered the Fed to put cameras in all their buildings. They've been doing it for a very, very long time. And what was left out of this? Now, the FBI made sure that they scrubbed that scene, intimidated, and for all I know, helped kill off some of the witnesses, the ones that wouldn't be quiet. I saw the evidence myself, folks, of a government installation that they were making ANFO bombs, putting them in blue barrels, using horizontal fertilized dryers not too many miles. This was caught by a pilot and his friend. And Timothy McVeigh, which they tried to every which way from Sunday to connect to me and my broadcast partner. Oh, yes, he was at that meeting at that hotel you're in. No, I was at that meeting and there was no Timothy McVeigh there. They had two FBI informants ready to swear that McVeigh was there and I was lying. I stood my ground, folks. I pushed up against the bat faggots and the Phoebes both. Stood my ground. Because I knew they were lying their ass off. And they knew that I knew. Try to set me up. You better pack your damn lunch. You better pack a week of lunches. It's going to take you a long time to do something like that. And as sloppy as you idiots are, probably end up getting each other killed in your little special ops. Jesus. Anyhow. Talking April 19, folks, 1995. This massive homemade bomb concealed in this rental truck. We remember it, don't we? We saw all those pictures, didn't we? Repeatedly. Now we got this wonderful memorial in Oklahoma City. And they pay tribute to it every year to reinforce the lies. To reinforce the lies, to make sure that the populace in general stays asleep and stupid. Let me just play you this clip. This is just a short clip. This was all the other information that was quietly dismissed. And the news agencies told to stand down. Do not follow that. No, 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 no. Listen to us. We're the FBI. We're in control of this situation. We'll play that right after the break. Been there, done that, folks. I know who these creatures are.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Been thinking about it lately. Been watching some TV. Been looking all around me and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor and he agrees with me.
It's all gone crazy. Here is the video of the rare footage that somebody cached because you're going to kill the bump, thank you. You're going to play hell trying to get this stuff. And I am telling people right now, for what they haven't scrubbed, gather everything that you can for future use. Here is, and it's entitled Oklahoma City Bombing Rare Footage. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
General Ben Parton is retired now, but he was one of the military's experts on explosives. Based on his experience, he did not believe that a mixture of fertilizer and fuel oil exploding in the street could have been responsible for the pulverized concrete at the Murrah Building. General Parton calculated the pressure from McVeigh's bomb at various distances. He created this chart to show the pressures. McVeigh's truck bomb is at the bottom of this chart. The columns that supported this building are shown as solid rectangles. The red rectangles are the columns that collapsed. The collapsed columns are in the area shaded with red. One of the columns that was pulverized was so far from the bomb that the pressure would have been only 27 pounds per square inch.
Not enough pressure to knock your grandma over, folks.
One explosion caused, because here's now what we are starting to learn about the succession, or what someone obviously hoped would be a succession of explosions. The first bomb that was in the federal building did go off. It did the damage that you
in
see right
the federal
there.
Building.
The second explosive was found and diffused. The third explosive that was found, and they are working on right now as we speak, I understand, both the second and third explosives, if you can imagine this, were larger than the first. So try to imagine two or threefold happening what we've already seen there. It is just incredible to think that there was that much heavy artillery that was somehow moved into the downtown Oklahoma City Federal Building.
Now, and let me stop here for a moment. What did I say about the Twin Towers? What did I say about building number 7? Where's all the footage of the comings and goings of these people that created these acts of terrorism? Well, it's the same people that scrubbed the Oklahoma City scene as clean as they could. But what you're hearing here is the local talking heads in direct communication with their reporters on the ground at the incident. The dust hasn't even settled yet, folks. They're reporting what is going on the ground. They're finding these explosives, which is what was used to bring down the Murrah Building. Not some yahoo trying to get back for, well, he had friends at the Branch Davidian Church. Oh, yes, and he was getting back for that. Somebody that had his stuff so much together that, well, he just decided, nobody was looking for him, by the way, decided to speed away from Oklahoma City at a high rate of speed on an old clunker that didn't have license plates, almost like he was fishing for a cop to pull him over. Wow.
Two other explosive devices were found that were not detonated, and they were larger than the first.
I think he said another bomb.
Another bomb.
We just saw, if you were watching there, there was a white pickup truck backing a trailer into the scene here. They're trying to move people out of the way so they can get it in. It appears to be the Oklahoma County Bomb Squad. It's their bomb disposal unit, essentially, is what it is. And it is what they would use to, if the report that we gave you just a few moments ago turns out to be correct, that they have found a second explosive device of some kind inside this building. They'll back that trailer down there, and the bomb squad folks will go in. And they will use that that trailer. You see the bucket on the back there, sort of, this is how they would transport the explosive device away from this populated area to try to do something with it.
The Justice Department is reporting that a second explosive device has been found in the AP Murrah building in downtown Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. Mike, you're still with us, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And I might tell you, in addition to that, that in fact, what we were told at the scene a few minutes ago was that, in fact, two different explosive devices were found in addition to the one that went off.
So a total of three.
Now
confirmed through federal authorities that a second bomb has been found inside that federal building in Oklahoma City. It was an explosion at 9 o'clock this morning that did that damage you're looking at right there, blowing off the entire north face of that building. Again, you're looking at the north face there, a second bomb was found on the east side of that building. A bomb squad is on the scene. That second bomb has...
You know what I find rather fascinating about this? No mention of Timmy McVeigh and the Yellow Rider truck. They're talking about the bomb that blew up in the Murrah building, the first bomb that caused most of that damage. And what did go off, there were shaped charges in there, probably timed to go off, all at the same time. That was the first blast. Those were high-pressure explosives, folks, that can cut columns and cut rebar. Yes, the entire face of the building is gone. Why? Because the supporting structures were blown right out from under it. That's why.
Not exploded. We don't know quite the status yet if they've managed to defuse it, but it has been confirmed that a second bomb was found on the east side.
The report I have is that one device was deactivated. Apparently there's another device, and obviously whatever.
Now, this is the voice of Mr. Frank Keating. Yeah, I know.
did the damage to the Murrah building was a tremendous, very sophisticated explosive device.
So President Clinton just called Frank Keating, Governor Frank Keating, and he says that three FBI anti-terrorist teams are en route to Oklahoma City. Right now, they are saying that this is the work of a sophisticated group. This is a very sophisticated device, and it has to have been done by an explosives expert.
Of which Timothy McVeigh was not.
Obviously, with this type of explosion.
The medical teams downtown are unable to get into the wreckage to retrieve more of the injured because of the presence of other bombs in the area.
Well, I just took a look down the street at the Murrah building again. I see another bomb truck going, so apparently they're going to try to get out that third bomb that's been talked about. Still a lot of activity around the Murrah building. Security concerns that another one's still...
Let's stop here and consider this for a moment. First bomb went off. That's what did the damage. Okay, they got the second bomb. They're working on a third bomb right now. How did Timothy McVeigh do that? How did he get in the Murrah building to plant these charges? Well, the answer to that is he didn't. 168 people killed. Why doesn't somebody call the FBI, call Mr. Ray up and go, okay, now we want the truth. Not only about Oklahoma City. We want the truth about El Paso. We want the truth about Vegas. You better start coughing up with some answers. Otherwise, you're going to be defunded and you boys are going to have to go get a real job. Let's try that one.
Go off. Fortunately, it didn't, because the second device that they found, we understand, was even more powerful than the first. They then found a third device, and you can see the look on this woman's face at the fear that she might have to go through the same thing again. They then found a third device, which was also larger than the first. Hard to feel lucky at this point, but certainly through some good work by some munitions experts and the explosive-sniffing dogs, further tragedy has almost certainly been averted here.
But it was a great stroke of luck that we actually have got diffused bombs. It's through the bomb material that we will be able to track down who committed this atrocity.
What happened to the diffused bombs, by the way? What happened to them? Why did we never hear anything about them again? This is why the FBI and BATF and suited individuals from the government ran up on me. They wanted to know what I knew. Because some dumb cluck that worked in some politician's office down here in Texas while I'm still up in Michigan decides they're going to call the FBI because they got a fax from my office telling them of the situation in Oklahoma City. These clowns wanted to know what I knew, seeing how I was contacted from Oklahoma City literally minutes after this bomb went off. I was given a sit rep that was copied, recopied, and sent to a politician's office down here in Texas. Somebody had turned it into the FBI, then the FBI and the bat faggots were all over yours truly. Yeah, folks, it's a little bit different when you got some skin in the game. I've been beat up, and I've been bruised, and I've been scraped up some, but I'm still standing, and I've healed. Now, I'm just pissed. People. That wasn't good enough. Let's go after something that I've got an idea. Yeah, let's try that in 1993. The FBI set up a sting, ANFO, oh yes, and they were going to set it off in the World Trade Center basements. Yeah. Same thing. FBI setting the whole damn thing up. Boys, I know you monitor this program. You had better never, ever, 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 ever come around me. Do not, please. In And the crap continues. Murrah Building, Oklahoma City, April 19th. Some horse farmer found himself on a federal grand jury. He thought this was important. He figured it was his patriotic duty to try to find the bad guy, and, well, he was seated on that federal grand jury, all being handled by the federal prosecutors, and they started to get information that, guess what, that some of kind of what you just heard from the local media reporting other bombs, other abnormalities about the official story. They basically told him, Mr. Hoppy Heidelberg, you better shut your mouth up because the FBI will kill you if you don't shut up. I am not joking about this, folks. That came from Hoppy's own lips to mine. And Hoppy was a good old boy. There was never any need for this guy to lie because he never had to. He was always trying to do the right thing. The people that are doing the right thing don't find it necessary to lie. They told him, we will get you all the information that you need to consider during this grand jury hearing, and we'll handle it. He said, no, that is not my job. My job is to consider all the evidence. You want to go after and charge an individual? Okay, I understand it. That's why we're here. But we want to see the evidence. We want the right to call witnesses. Federal prosecutors told him to sit down and shut up. This is a horse farmer. Okay? Do you know how many people you FBI guys have pissed off in this country? Do you know how many people that see through your lies? Do you know how many people that want to see you disbanded? And then, on top of this, you try to help with a political coup. Is anybody over at the FBI straight or y'all a bunch of fairy cross-dressing assholes? Like your founder. If you're not, prove it. Stop lying. You agents that are part of the FBI right now, is it stanky enough for you? Have you seen enough people killed? Have you seen enough of the lies? If you love your country, for God's sakes, you've got to come out and come out now. I guess I could sit here and scream to the top of my lungs for the next hour and 10 minutes. I could. But folks, telling you, the stuff is in the wind. This is the closing of the first act. We've got a few more acts in this play before the curtain comes down. And when it comes down, if we do not stand up, the curtain's going to fall on us. Not the liars, not the deceivers, not the murderers, not those that are helping to murder. And you people that are still walking around with FBI badges, take a tip from Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots. Do your job. And part of that job is not covering up for fellow agents. You see the illegal activities happening within your agency. It is your duty, your obligation to come forth. Are you going to sit around and watch a civil war in this country with millions of people killed? Let me just put it to you that way. Do your job. Yeah. Even the socialist Caitlin Johnstone got it right. I had to actually post her damn story. I'm kind of particular of who my news sources are. But this one, she's not all the way gone. There's still some humanity and still some synapsing brain cells in the socialist head. What's her warning? Americans should be very, very skeptical of calls for new terrorism laws. We'll cover that after we get back. And we will take your calls today. Rivera, what, took 30 calls yesterday or day before? Yeah, you don't have to count them. There was 25, and I heard at least another 5. Start exercising your vocal cords, folks. Now's the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Are you just going to sit back, point your fingers the other way, and go, okay, well, okay, what's next? What's next?
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. Two mass shootings have rocked the United States in less than 24 hours, says Caitlin Johnstone, leaving dozens dead and many more wounded. The first in El Paso, allegedly perpetrated by a white supremacist. And now we know different, don't we, folks? Whose racist motives are outlined in a rambling manifesto, and we know that he did not post that. Ask Achan. Achan says the FBI did. The second, allegedly by a self-described leftist whose motives, like the 2017 Las Vegas shooter, I'm sorry. The FBI told us that they couldn't figure out what the motives were for the Las Vegas shooter. So how in God's green earth can Caitlin Johnson say the self-described leftist whose motives, like 2017 Las Vegas, you know something I don't, Caitlin? And she goes on to say, as usual, U.S. gun control debates have, of course, reignited, which is understandable. Alongside this debate, however, we're seeing another far more pernicious agenda being raised that says she would like to address. And this was captured shortly afterwards on MSNBC. And again, listen to the narrative here.
You know, this screed goes up. And so law enforcement did see it in advance. They tried to act as quickly as possible. But with foreign, you know, with international terrorism, there is a system set up to try to intercept it. Do we need to change our laws in the way that federal law enforcement's left?
Well, right off the bat, yes. And I think the Congress needs to take up right away a series of domestic terrorism laws. And it'd be very simple. Just match them to the words international terrorism, so that a member of Al-Qaeda and a member of white nationalist terrorists.
Now we're lumped with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which was a creation of the United States government to supposedly go after terrorists. Now this clown, Mr. Malcolm Nance, is saying that international terrorism and domestic white nationalists are, there's no difference. Mr. Nance, in the future, the curtain doesn't fall on us. What are you going to be doing for a living? Go get something honorable. Be a dog catcher. Be a garbage man. Go work in the service industry someplace. Because people with weak crap like you've got aren't going to last long. They got to take up right away a series of domestic terrorism laws. Oh, it's also been suggested we need to bring back the Congress critters. Oh, well, we need to pull them off of their summer break. Trump needs to do that. Well, they don't even understand how the government works. Trump cannot do that. The majority House Speaker is the only one that can do that. And so far, Mitch hasn't done that. This act, Malcolm goes on to say, this act in El Paso was clearly, by all definitions, a terrorist attack in the United States, but of course, by the nature of the person being white and American, he can't be treated like a member of ISIS or Al-Qaeda. He can't even be detained. He can only be treated as a murderer. What else do you want? The FBI was damn sure to say, oh, okay, in case there's any doubters out there, the El Paso Police Department is the lead agency, and they're going to go after this guy for murder. But we Phoebes are hanging in the background for the hate laws and the federal crimes and all that other stuff. Yeah, okay. You guys, your stuff is in the wind. Haven't you noticed? And what more draconian action are you planning on later? The crimes are piling up, fellas. Time to walk away.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.